You know that feeling when you buy a really expensive, beautiful leather planner?
Oh, yeah.
You hold it, it smells great, it has all these pockets for your life goals, a little loop for a fancy pen. You feel organized just holding it. But then a week later, it's just sitting on your desk, totally empty.
Because actually filling it out takes time you don't have. The classic tool versus habit problem. We see it everywhere.
Exactly. And in the corporate world, this is actually a massive crisis. Companies spend a fortune on these incredible learning management systems, LMS platforms, to train their people. They have the planner.
But no time to fill it.
Right, no time to fill it with good content. So what happens? Employees just get hit with boring PDFs and text walls.
It's what we call the content bottleneck. The distribution channels are infinite. You can send anything to anyone instantly. But the production capacity is still, stuck in a linear manual gear.
Like having a Ferrari engine, but fueling it with a garden hose.
Exactly that.
So today, we are doing a deep dive into a solution that might just fix this. We're looking at a fascinating synergy between two players. On one side, we have the vehicle, a robust platform called Axis LMS by Atrixware.
Right. And on the other side, we have the engine, a tool called Auto Content API.
The claim here is pretty bold. The idea is that by combining these two, you can move corporate training from, please read this compliance manual, to, I don't know, hey, listen to this engaging podcast about safety protocols on your drive home.
It's about solving for mental availability. And honestly, when you look at how these two technologies stack up, it raises some really interesting questions about the future of how we learn at work.
How so?
Well, it challenges the idea that training has to be separate from entertainment.
Okay, let's unpack this. Let's start with the house we're trying to furnish. What exactly is Axis LMS? Is it just another portal for quizzes? Because I feel like there are a million LMS platforms out there.
There are, but Axis LMS is what you'd call an enterprise-grade learning management system. It's built by Atrixware. And when I say enterprise, I mean they're handling organizations ranging from, 15 employees all the way up to 100,000.
100,000.
Yeah, we're talking government bodies, construction firms, healthcare nonprofits.
Government bodies usually implies a specific set of headaches, doesn't it?
It implies a need for rigorous security and compliance. You can't just use a consumer-grade tool for that. Axis has specific tiers for government use, which means they are heavy on infrastructure.
Okay.
They also have an integration builder with over 5,000 connections.
5,000. That seems like overkill, but I guess in a big company, everything needs to talk to everything.
Exactly. And they even offer course content packs with something like 25,000 pre-made titles you can buy off the shelf.
That's a lot of shelf space. So if they have all this pre-made content, 25,000 titles, why are we talking about a bottleneck? Why isn't the problem solved?
Because pre-made content is generic.
Yeah.
Has to be, right? It's Workplace Safety 101.
Right.
It isn't how our company handles safety on this specific site or how we sell this new widget. The effectiveness of an LMS like Axis relies entirely on the custom content you put inside it. Axis provides the tools to track learning, to manage users, to ensure compliance. But if the custom content inside the course is dry,
Then nobody learns anything. It's like having a state-of-the-art theater and putting on a play where the actors just read the phone book.
precisely. And that is the hidden pain point. You have this powerful Axis system, but you still need to buy the furniture, so to speak.
You're stuck.
You either have to hire a creative team to make videos and podcasts, which is incredibly expensive and slow, or you just upload PDFs and hope for the best.
Which brings us to our second player, Auto Content API. The source material describes this not as a content creator, but as a content transformer. What's the distinction there?
It's critical. Auto Content API markets itself as a headless content production engine.
Pause there. Headless. That sounds a bit grim, or maybe like a Sleepy Hollow reference. For the non-technical listener, what does that mean in this context?
It just means it doesn't have a user interface like a website you log into.
No.
There's no front end with buttons and dashboards for a human to click.
So it's pure code.
Pure code. It's designed to run in the background, connecting directly to other software.
Okay, so as a machine that talks to machines, it's the ghost in
It's a
the.
ghost in the shell, exactly. And the philosophy here is moving from manual creation, which is linear, one person writes one blog post, to automated transformation.
So how does that transformation actually work in practice? Give me the visual.
Think of it like a refinery. You feed raw material into the top. This could be a URL, a raw text file, a boring PDF policy document, or even a YouTube video.
So your existing stuff.
Your existing stuff.
Yeah.
The API takes that trap value information that is stuck in a boring format, and it restructures it.
Restructures it into what?
Into broadcast quality assets. Explainer videos, infographics, slide decks, and this is the big one, podcasts.
Okay.
And because it's a headless API, it's designed to do this automatically. You plug it into a system like Access LMS and it just runs.
I see the handshake happening here. Access has the integration builder and the REST API capabilities.
And AutoContent is API first.
They are practically made to talk to each other.
Access provides the infrastructure and the audience. AutoContent provides the infinite supply of engaging material. It turns the LMS from a storage unit into a broadcast network.
Let's zoom in on one specific format because I think this is the killer app for this combination. Audio. We've all seen the buzz around Google's Notebook LM, right?
Oh, yeah.
You drop in a document and two AI hosts banter about it. It's amazing.
It is impressive tech. It was a viral moment for a reason. But Notebook LM is a consumer tool. You have to manually upload files one by one.
You can't scale it.
You can't automate it for a company with 10,000 employees. You can't build a business workflow on it because it doesn't have an API you can control at scale.
And that's where AutoContent positions itself as the Notebook LM API alternative.
Right. So let's paint a picture for an Access LMS administrator. Let's say you are running training for a construction company. You have a new, very dry, 50-page safety compliance PDF.
Which nobody wants to read. I mean, maybe the lawyers read it, but the guy on the forklift, probably not.
Which nobody will read. In the old world, you upload the PDF to Access, require a digital signature, and pray.
And hope for the best.
In this new paradigm, you feed that PDF into AutoContent API. It instantly converts that text into a two-person banter-style dialogue between AI agents, a host, and an expert, much like us.
That is very meta. We are basically describing ourselves right now.
It is, but think about the user. Hmm. Now, that construction worker can listen to the safety updates on their commute home via the Access mobile app.
Right.
It turns dead time into learning time.
And the retention has to be higher, right? Hearing a story or a conversation sticks way better than skimming a legal document.
Significantly higher. We're wired for stories. And it solves that mental availability problem we mentioned. You're meeting the learner where they are.
They don't have to be at a desk.
Right. But there is another layer to this audio revolution that I found fascinating. The CEO paradox.
Oh, I love this part of the research. It touches on something every employee feels. Break that down.
So employees generally want to hear from leadership. They want to know the strategy, the vision. They want to feel connected to the top.
Sure.
But the CEO is the busiest person in the company. They do not have time to sit in the studio and record a daily podcast.
So the employees get silence or maybe a quarterly email written by a PR person that sounds totally robotic.
Exactly. But AutoContent offers voice cloning. The CEO records their voice just once, maybe reads a couple of paragraphs to capture their tone and cadence.
Okay.
Then the communications team can type up a daily market thoughts update or a weekly win. And the API generates the audio in the CEO's voice.
That's incredible. And then that audio gets pushed automatically into Access LMS for every employee to hear.
It creates a sense of connection and presence without the time cost. It makes leadership feel accessible.
But hold on. Voice cloning, AI audio. Isn't this going to be incredibly expensive? Normally, producing a podcast, getting the mics, the editing, the hosting is not cheap.
Not at all. Outsourcing a single high-quality podcast episode can cost anywhere from, what, $100 to $15,000, depending on the production value?
Ouch.
If you hire a studio, sound engineers, editors, it adds up fast.
$15,000 for one episode, that's the entire training budget for some departments.
Exactly. But with AutoContent API, the cost model is credit-based. We're talking about cents per episode.
Cents.
Roughly, yeah, point Denny Dero to $2.00, depending on the length.
Wait. Cents, like loose change.
Cents. So for the price of one professionally produced episode, you could generate hundreds, maybe thousands of daily updates.
Wow.
This allows companies using Access to have a private podcast network for training that is updated daily, not quarterly.
That changes the whole equation. If it's that cheap, you can make content for everything. You don't have to pick and choose only the big topics.
Exactly. It unlocks the long tail of internal content.
Yeah.
You can have a podcast about the new coffee machine policy if you want. It removes the barrier to entry.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't just focus on audio. We live in a visual world. And Access LMS is very visual. It has that drag and drop course builder we mentioned.
Right. And nothing kills a course vibe like a wall of text. But making video is even harder than making audio. You need cameras, lights, makeup. it's a whole production.
Historically, yes. But Auto Content API has a video automation strategy that fits perfectly here. It focuses on faceless videos and explainer videos.
Faceless videos? That sounds like a horror movie.
It does, doesn't it? But you've seen them.
Yeah.
Think of those vertical videos on social media stock footage, kinetic typography, maybe an AI avatar speaking. The API can generate these automatically.
So if I'm building a course in Access on, I don't know, data privacy, instead of writing a paragraph about password security, I can just click a button.
Essentially. You send the script or the policy text to the API. It returns a 60-second vertical video or a horizontal explainer video.
And it does the whole thing.
The whole thing. It selects avatars. They have diverse options like professional woman or casual speaker. It handles the lip syncing, adds the subtitles.
And suddenly your Access course looks like a high-end production.
And again, look at the cost arbitrage. A manually produced training video is easily $3,000 or more. The API does it for about 400 credits. Which is roughly four.
4 euros. That allows you to have broadcast quality video for even the most boring niche topic. Safety Protocol 4B finally gets its own movie trailer.
It does. And this visual engagement is key for the younger workforce who are used to TikTok and YouTube shorts.
That's a good point.
If your LMS looks like a textbook from 1990, you've lost them. If it looks like their social feed, they might actually pay attention.
Now, I want to touch on something that jumped out at me regarding the scale of Access LMS clients. You mentioned they serve government bodies and large enterprises. Those organizations are often global.
Yes, and that brings us to the localization play. If you are a US-based manufacturer with a branch in Germany and another in Japan, training is a nightmare.
Right.
You usually create the course in English, and then you wait.
Wait for translation, wait for dubbing.
And pay for it.
Right.
It takes weeks. Sometimes months. Auto Content supports over 50 languages, so the synergy here is powerful.
How so?
You build the master course in Access LMS in English. The API can instantly transcribe, translate, and resynthesize the audio and video components into Spanish, German, Japanese, whatever you need.
So the German branch gets the training module at the same time as the U.S. branch in their native language with an AI voice that sounds natural.
Correct. It collapses the time to competency for global teams. You aren't treating your international employees as second-class citizens who get the manual a month later.
It's instant.
It standardizes the quality of training across borders instantly.
That's a huge equity issue resolved by software. But there's one more feature in the Auto Content source that I think is the real game changer for staying relevant. They call it deep research.
Oh, right. The research agent. This sounded like sci-fi when I first read it.
It did. Because usually AI just rewrites what you give it. It hallucinates if it doesn't know the answer. It's like a parrot.
Exactly. But the deep research endpoint actually uses agents to browse the live web. It can look at reputable sources like SEC.gov or major news outlets to gather facts.
So how does that help an LMS? An LMS is usually for static stuff, like here is our harassment policy. That doesn't change every week.
But imagine you have a course in Access called Market Trends or Competitor Analysis. Usually that course is out of date the moment you publish it.
True. The market moves faster than the L&D team. By the time you record the video about the new competitor, they've launched 3 more products.
Precisely. With this integration, you could set up recurring research. The API scans the web every week for new competitor moves or regulatory changes.
And that.
It synthesizes those findings into a briefing or a podcast episode and updates the Access course material automatically.
Without a human doing anything?
Without human intervention. It transforms the LMS from a static archive of old PDFs into a living, breathing news feed for the company.
That is wild. It's like having a dedicated research team for every single employee, but it's just software.
That's the industrial engine concept we talked about at the start.
Yeah.
It's not just about making things cheaper. It's about doing things that were previously impossible because of the labor cost.
Yeah.
You couldn't afford to have a researcher update a course every week before. Now it costs pennies.
So we've got the pieces. We've got the Access infrastructure, the pipes. We've got the Auto Content engine, the water. Huh. But I'm a nuts and bolts person. How do they actually touch?
The handshake.
What is the technical handshake? Do I need to hire a developer to build a bridge?
It's surprisingly straightforward because both sides are built for this. Atrixware prides itself on that integration builder and their ability to use webhooks.
Okay.
Auto Content is compatible with automation platforms like Make.com and Zapier.
Okay. Webhooks and Make.com. Walk me through a workflow. I'm an L&D manager. I have a new policy. I don't know how to code. What happens?
Okay. Step one, you drop the new policy PDF into a designated company folder, maybe on Dropbox or Google Drive. You just drag and drop.
Easy enough. I can do that.
Step 2. A tool like make.com detects that a new file has landed. It acts as the traffic controller. It picks up the file and triggers the Auto Content API.
The engine starts up.
Step 3. The API ingests the PDF. It generates a summary podcast episode using two AI voices. It also generates a 10-question quiz to check for understanding, because remember, Auto Content generates quizzes too.
Nice, because you need to prove they listened. You need the metrics.
Step 4. The API pushes those assets, the MP3 file and the quiz data, directly into Access LMS via its REST API. It creates a new learning module, titles it, and assigns it.
And sends a notification to the employees.
Exactly. The L&D manager didn't write a script, didn't record audio, didn't code a quiz. They just managed the strategy.
They move from being content creators to strategy managers. That's a huge shift in role.
It is. And honestly, it's a necessary shift.
Yeah.
Because most companies, the L&D person is drowning in content creation.
Just drowning.
They are spending 90% of their time formatting slides and 10% on actual strategy. This flips that ratio.
So let's summarize this transformation. We started with the problem of the content bottleneck. Great LMS, empty shelves.
Right. And by plugging Auto Content API into Access LMS, you solve that, you get scale, you get low cost, and you get mental availability through podcasts and video.
It's not just about saving money, though that helps. It's about making training something people actually want to consume.
Yeah.
Watching a 60-second video or listening to a podcast is just better than reading a PDF.
It's about engagement. If the content is engaging, the learning actually happens. If it's not, it's just compliance theater.
Compliance theater.
It's checking a box to say we train them, even though nobody learned anything. And in industries like healthcare or construction, Atrix wears bread and butter, that lack of learning can be dangerous.
That's a great point. It's not just boring, it's risky. So here's where it gets really interesting for me. If this is where we are heading, if training content can be generated automatically, updated instantly by live web research, and consumed as entertainment, what happens to the corporate trainer?
That is the big question, isn't it?
If the knowledge transfer part, the actual teaching of facts, is fully automated, what is left for the human? Are they obsolete?
I don't think so. But their job changes completely.
How?
I think the human role becomes less about being the source of truth, the person standing at the front of the room reading slides, and more about being the curator of curiosity.
Curator of curiosity. Explain that.
The AI provides the answers, the data, the updates. The trainer provides the context. They facilitate the discussion about the data. They handle the ethics, the mentorship, the motivation.
So they become the guide.
They become the guide, not the encyclopedia.
I like that. The AI builds the map, but the human guides the expedition.
Exactly. And the human ensures the content aligns with the company culture, which is something an API can't fully grasp yet.
It's a brave new world for L&D, but it sounds a lot more interesting and, frankly, a lot less boring than clicking next on a slide deck for the 1,000th time.
I couldn't agree more. It turns L&D into a media powerhouse inside the company.
Thanks for diving in with us today. Hopefully your own mental availability just got a little upgrade. See you on the next deep dive.